Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, May 11th, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did do the crossword.
And how did you find said crossword?
I found it pretty challenging.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It just looks challenging, just as you look at it. And you notice that there's really only two answers in each corner that overlap with the middle.
Right.
So the corners kind of pretty much stand alone.
They're sort of islands of white there.
And so you had to kind of know. You had to kind of know something in each corner in order to get a good foothold.
Right.
And that was a challenge.
But you were able to persevere.
I was.
Yeah,
What about you?
Well, I looked at it afterwards and couldn't believe that I solved it.
No.
Because I kept looking at these clues and just like, oh, I never would have thought of that.
Uh-huh.
And I never would have thought of that. And I thought it about just about every single answer. but somehow just managed to struggle through. Actually, there were one or two that were, I thought, in the top left corner, there were sort of confidence builders. Two down, less cluttered was neater.
Right.
And I put that in and I thought, is it going to be that easy? And it was.
Yes.
And then the one next to it, Model X and Model Y, Teslas.
Right.
That too was a gimme for me, even more of a gimme. And so the one next to it, though, I found quite interesting. I did not know this. Top five boys' name every year from 2004 to 2010 per the Social Security Administration. Ethan.
Ethan, yes.
Did you know that Ethan was that popular?
I did not know that.
Hmm.
I knew it was pretty popular.
Mm-hmm. If there are any Ethans listening, hello, and drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@iCloud.com, and let us know if you were born between 2004 and 20... No, we don't need to know ages.
the next one, too, was one I got right away, five down, which was something about Persia. Right?
Many are Persian.
Many are Persian rugs.
See, I went for cats.
Oh.
Because there is such a thing.
As a Persian cat.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But eventually I had to sort of rescind that because 16 across, quick way to make dough. I had the word cash and I was trying to figure out something to do with starting with a T for the second word, but it worked better with rugs and G for grab, cash grab.
Cash grab, yes.
Six down, gross home, question mark, was NPR.
I know.
That was...
I put sty.
Oh, nice.
But no, it's NPR for Terry Gross.
Right. Did you know 19 across, the ring-shaped bone that supports the skull, atlas?
No, I did not.
I believe, if you had asked me, I probably without any letters couldn't have figured that out, but I think I might have had the A, T, and L, and that was sort of, and I knew after, with three out of the five letters, it's like atlas, that's right, because the skull is supposed to be being held up by this bone.
Right.
So.
Makes sense.
Yep, mm-hmm. It does. Let's see here. Cheerios alternatives was Tata's.
Yes, that's 24 across.
24 across. I thought it was going to be Oreos for a bit.
I had Odeos.
Oh.
Odeo. Because there is a cereal called Odeo, and I think it is sort of a generic form of Cheerios, but it really is Odeos with an S.
So how do you spell it? O-A-T-E-O-S?
I-O, I think. O-A-T-I-O.
Really?
Odeos.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But it was Tata's, which I looked up.
Well, that's British. That's British.
British.
Tata. Uh-huh. Of course.
But it's kind of an organic, healthy alternative cereal.
Tata's?
It's made with millet.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was thinking about the British saying, see you, ta-ta,
oh.
And I thought that was supposed to make you healthy.
Oh, I see. Yeah, probably. But there is also an organic cereal made with millet called Tata's.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's sold in Britain.
Uh-huh. I think it is.
I don't know if we have any British listeners. As far as I know, we do not. 14 down, it would have been really convenient to know that answer because it occupies so many letters.
Yes.
14 down, 2000 sitcom about a woman with amnesia. It was Samantha Who.
Right.
And, you know, I got the W as the third from last letter, and I thought, well, it's got to be Who. And that W came out of a great clue, 36 across, ones that are tired before they're even moved, and that was new cars.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I was sort of ready for that because it's like there's something about the word tired now that thanks to the New York Times and doing the crossword for so long, my pun senses start to tingle whenever I see the word tired.
Uh-huh.
So, but it was that central area was, I found, pretty difficult. There was Samantha Who, and then 17 down, proof of past trauma. That was battle scars.
And that's right.
I found that to be difficult, but somehow managed to figure it out.
I got that one, and I got Samantha Who fairly quickly, because I vaguely remember that show.
Really? Oh, okay.
I never watched it, but I do remember the name of that show.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, 21 down, that's the one that almost did me in.
Really?
East African city whose name means house of peace.
Mm-hmm.
Dar es Salaam.
Or maybe Dar's Salaam.
Dar es Salaam. I don't know. I'd never heard of that.
I wonder if we
but
have
I
any...
knew, you know, Salaam, that's a word.
That means peace. Yes. So apparently Dares means house of.
Uh-huh.
I guess.
Yes.
And then we had the slightly risque, 33 across, was treated unfairly, informally, got the shaft.
Mm-hmm.
And the one above it, 31 across, detail, little thing.
Right.
You know, when you get the answer, it's just like, well, of course. But when you just have a grid with just white squares and nothing in them, it's a little harder to spot these things.
That's right.
I thought 15 across was brilliant and very confusing. Asked for the fish, say, meowed.
Right.
that was definitely worth a celebratory bow. How about 7 across? Did you get that one? Raphael painted a fresco of him having an audience with Pope Leo I,
no.
Attila.
I put Luther.
Oh.
But I think he was Leo X. That was his adversary. But,
mm-hmm.
but no, it was Attila. I looked it up. It's actually a painting in the Vatican City.
Hmm.
So we probably walked right by it on our way to the Sistine Chapel. But
I see.
But yeah, it's a picture with Attila the Hun and Pope Leo coming in on a horse. With Peter and St. Peter and St. Paul above him, you know, because this is like in, what, the 100, no, more like the 300s.
Wait, he met him in the 300s?
When was Attila the Hun?
It's been a while.
It was created in 1514, but anyway... It's quite 452, that's when they actually met.
Oh.
And Pope Leo was trying to broker some peace with Attila because they knew if Attila, you know, attacked Rome, they would fall.
Uh-huh.
Because he was a rather imposing force. So they did broker a peace deal.
Oh, good.
So he did not attack Rome. Whew. And they think it was probably because it was getting to be cold. It was starting to be winter, and they knew that they wouldn't survive too well, the Huns, in the cold weather. So they decided, nah, we won't attack. We'll just go back where it's warm.
Mm.
So
good move.
Uh-huh.
Coming out of Attila the Second, T led into Mexican sandwich, 9 down, torta.
A torta, yes.
Did you know that?
No.
Sort of looks like the word tort.
Mm-hmm, it does.
But let's see, what else was interesting here?
Oh, I liked 47 across. Mythical rock singer, siren.
Yes. Boy, that took me a while.
Yeah.
I was having all sorts of trouble in that area. Mm. That was like, I think, about the last corner that I worked on, because there was that, and then 43 down, rocks. And the answer was fists.
Yes.
As in rock, paper, scissors.
Oh. Uh-huh.
It's like, whoa.
I didn't think of it like that, but yeah.
Well, the clue, rocks was in double quotes.
Yes, it was.
And so, I didn't know what to make of that.
Right.
50 across, OMG, me too, samesies.
Yeah.
That was funny. I started with same, because I had the first S after the E, and so I thought, well, same, maybe that works. But
I had same as me. But
oh, yes, right. Uh-huh. I might have had that too. Uh-huh. Beneath that, 53 across, forerunner of a streaming playlist was mixtape.
Mixtape, yeah.
I couldn't think
what that was. I kept thinking, oh, cassette. Then I thought about CD.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually mixtape, yeah.
47 down, engage in a hot exchange. So I had it ending in a T, so I thought rant. And then I thought vent. Mm-hmm. But when I got mixtape, then I had it ending in EXT, and I thought it was going to be text, and then I realized it was sexed.
Sexed, yeah.
So that was amusing.
Hot exchange.
Mm-hmm. And speaking about a hot exchange, 55 across, line around the equator, ? It's hot.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yes. It's like, what's around the equator? The equator is the line.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I was thinking,
I was like, what could that be?
I was thinking Tropic of Cancer and Capricorn, but those aren't anywhere near the equator. So
right. Uh-huh.
It's
hot.
That would be a line. That was
the
brilliant. This crossword was by Billy Bratton.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, it was his 8th crossword.
Hmm.
And he first started publishing in 2021, and he has done, it looks like he specializes in Saturdays.
Oh.
He's done a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, and 4 Saturdays.
Oh.
So those clues are really excellent.
Yeah, there were some great ones.
You know, one other one, let's see, 33 down, fitness class often put on by a farm, goat yoga.
Right.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I like the one right next to it, 34 down. Comment with a point.
Yes.
Say that one.
Mm-hmm. And even the one next to it, 35 down, partner in a picture, co-star.
Right.
You have to think about the right sort of picture.
Mm-hmm.
Tough and interesting, really well really well-constructed clues everywhere.
Yep. So, very nice.
Yes, nice job, Billy Bratton.
Mm-hmm.
Undoubtedly assisted by Joel Fagliano, the New York Times crossword editor. All right, well, that's it for the crossword, but let's see. It is Saturday. Now, Friday, we were going to have a Fun Fact Friday, but you were not here.
Nope, I was
not. And so I thought it would make sense to wait until you had returned, since we were going to be discussing someone who had signed the Constitution. And so on Monday, we had looked up signature. The clue had been signature. I'm sorry, the answer had been signature. And the clue almost always for signature was John Hancock.
That's correct.
Except for one day when it turned out, or one day way back when, mm-hmm. It turned out that the clue was Button Gwinnett.
It was what he was famous for.
Yes, what Button Gwinnett was famous for.
Mm-hmm.
And we both thought, who's Button Gwinnett? And so here are a few words from the Encyclopedia Britannica. Button Gwinnett, born 1735 in Gloucester, Gloucestershire, England, and died May 16th, 1777, St. Catherine's Island off of Savannah, Georgia, was an American merchant, patriot, and signer of the Declaration of Independence, known chiefly because his autographs are of extreme rarity and collectors have forced their values to a high figure. In 2001, one of his 36 autographs sold at public auction for $110,000.
Wow.
Gwinnett emigrated from England to Georgia sometime before 1765. In Savannah, he pursued commercial interests as a trader and in 1769 was elected to the Georgia Commons House of Assembly. Suffering from financial distress in 1773, he left political life. In January 1776, however, he re-entered politics and was elected a delegate from Georgia to the Continental Congress and as such signed the Declaration. Returning to Georgia, Gwinnett was elected Speaker of the Provincial Assembly and was a member of the convention to frame a new state constitution. I guess he was just in the constitution writing business.
Mm-hmm.
In 1777, he was appointed acting president and commander-in-chief in Georgia after his predecessor, Archibald Bullock, died. He then was unsuccessful in his attempt to win election as governor of Georgia. He died from wounds received in a duel with Lachlan McIntosh, a Continental general whose brother Gwinnett had arrested.
Mm. Mm.
I know. You should never really have a duel with a Continental general, I guess.
And brother of a felon.
Right. All right. Well, that was Fun Fact Friday, temporarily renamed Fun Fact Saturday.
Right.
That alliteration is missing, but that's the way it goes. Mm-hmm. And but since it is Saturday, we will, on schedule, pick Jam Katwa, our Gene and Mike. Gene and Mike Crossword of the Week Award. And this week, we look back, as usual, through all the crosswords of the week.
We had some good ones.
We did indeed. Today's was definitely a runner-up.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was pretty sharp.
Mm-hmm.
But we went for Thursday.
Thursday.
And do you want to talk about why we went for Thursday?
I liked it because it was tricky and clever.
Yes.
It was the one with the Roman numerals in it, the clues that said always ended with in old Rome. So the first one, 16 across, was used extreme caution in old Rome. And the answer was walked on eggshells, but it wasn't really walked on eggshells because the on and the E of eggshells all had to go into the same square because there weren't enough squares. Since O-N-E spells one, you could put an I in there because that's the Roman numeral for one. And so then you would have walked on eggshells. And so we had that one. We had don't worry about it, where the T and the W-O of worry, the T of don't and the W-O of worry turned out to be Roman numeral two. You had two squares, so you could put two I's in there.
I.
Uh-huh, and so on.
Yes.
So just very, very clever.
Yep.
And once you figured out the trick to the theme, then it was kind of fun to try to figure out, okay, where's the Roman numeral in this answer?
And who was the creator of said crossword?
That was Joe DiPietro.
Joe DiPietro? Congratulations. Well done. Well deserved. It was an awesome crossword.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And if you feel so inclined, if you want to add one more award to sort of decorate your trophy shelf there, we have a Jam Katwa certificate signed and ready to send your way.
You bet.
Just drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We'll also be sending some lovely Northeast Wisconsin swag can't get anywhere other than Northeast Wisconsin, as far as we know. All right. Well, that is it for today.
Yep.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. The Sunday crossword's out. We're going to tackle it. We hope you will, too.
Yep.
And we'll be back to talk about that crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.